And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office. On behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 22nd of July. The general synopsis at 1800. Low northwest corner of Scotland, 999, expected South Faroes, 1004 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s. Easterly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, becoming variable, 3 or less. Becoming northwesterly, 3 or 4 later in the Utsiras. Showers, perhaps thundery later in the Utsiras. Good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, 4th. Southeast, veering west or southwest, 3 to 5. Becoming variable, 2 at times. Showers, perhaps thundery later. Fog patches in Cromarty. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Cromarty. Tyne, Dogger. Variable, becoming northwest later, 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming northwest, 3 to 5 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, cyclonic, becoming westerly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 and south. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, west or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Dover. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth, west or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and 3 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, west or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 3 or less for a time. Showers, good, occasionally poor later. Trafalgar, north or northwest, 4 to 6, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southwest Fitzroy, northwesterly 3 to 5, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northeast Fitzroy, Seoul, northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 for a time, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, west or northwest 3 to 5, showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, west or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4 later, occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, west or northwest, 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic, becoming northwest, 3 to 5, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, southeast 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Faroes and southeast Iceland, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in northwestern southeast Iceland, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later, rain or drizzle at times, fog banks, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, west northwest 4, 1.5 miles, 1002, rising slowly. Stornoway, west by north 3, 4 miles, 1000, rising slowly. Lerwick, east southeast 3, mist, 2 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Wick, automatic, southeast by east, 4, mist, 3 miles, 1001, rising slowly. Aberdeen, south, southeast, 2, 7 miles, 1002, rising slowly. Lookers, northeast, 1, 7 miles, 1002, rising slowly. Bulmer, south by east, 1, 4 miles, 1003, rising slowly. Bridlington, west, northwest, 2, 1003, rising. Sindetti Light Vessel Automatic, west, southwest, 5, 5 miles, 1004. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west, southwest, 5, 11 miles, 1006. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by south, 5, 1006, rising. Jersey, west by north, 4, 12 miles, 1010, rising. Channel Light vessel automatic, west by north 5 miles, 1009. Scilly automatic, west by north 4 miles, 1011, rising. Milford Haven, west by north 2 miles, 1007, rising. Aberporth, west by north 3 miles, 1007, rising. Valley, west northwest 3, heavy drizzle, 1 mile, 1005, rising. Liverpool Crosby, west by north 4, 16 miles, 1004, rising. Valentia, northwest 2, slight showers, 9 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest 2, slight rain, 7 miles, 1004, rising. Malin Head, west, northwest, 4, mist, 4 miles, 1005, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, west, 4, recent drizzle, 1 mile, 1003, rising more slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 21st of July. The general situation. Low pressure will continue to affect the United Kingdom through tonight and Tuesday, bringing rain or showers to many areas. High pressure will start to build from the west during Wednesday, when showers will become less frequent over western coasts. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming mainly west later. Occasional rain or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 in south. Showers developing, perhaps thundery later, fog patches in far north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in far north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 2 to 4, becoming west 3 or 4 later, showers later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable, becoming west or northwest later, 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly, 3 to 5, occasionally variable, 2 later, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, then increasing 6 at times, then veering northwesterly, 3 or 4 later in west. Showers perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and 3 later, then veering northwest, 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, then decreasing 3 at times, veering northwest, 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later, showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, northwest 4 or 5, backing west 3 or 4, veering northwest 2 to 4 later, occasional rain or drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west or northwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Isle of Man, west or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, occasional rain and drizzle, then becoming fair, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 2 at times later, except in far north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or northwest, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable, 2 to 4 at first in far north. Otherwise, westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5. Veering westerly or northwesterly, 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain or showers. Fog patches, moderate or good. Occasionally, very poor. And the Shetland Isles, southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's a goodbye from all of us here at Radio 4, as we're calling it a night to make way for our colleagues at the World Service. They'll be with you all the way through the night. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From Vigi Alice in the newsroom and myself, we want to thank you for listening with us tonight, and we wish you a very quiet night. Good night.
Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're talking about stories in Japan and Colombia as we focus on those historic election results in Japan.
The main crux of this is the abysmal performance by the Ishiba government to tackle the slow economy, to support the struggling Japanese household.
And we look at the economic mistakes it seems the Japanese government made.
I think we have had the wrong policy tackling the inflation. We should have asked the Bank of Japan to raise the interest rate so yen would be stronger.
And we'll look at the impact that tariffs are having on global shipping, particularly when it comes to containers coming into the U.S.
The past couple of months, inbound volume into the U.S. has declined, and that's kind of a downward trend, certainly versus last year.
First, the news.
Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The UN Secretary General says he's appalled by what he calls the accelerating breakdown of humanitarian conditions in Gaza, as international criticism of Israel intensifies. Antonio Guterres said the last lifelines for Palestinians were collapsing. His comments coincided with a joint statement by about 30 countries, including Britain and France, but not the US, saying Israel's war in Gaza must end now. The UN spokesman Stéphane Dujarric said the declaration was long overdue.
Frankly, it's something we've been saying for quite some time. Any country that has an influence over the parties needs to use that influence in a positive way. The world is watching the slow death of Palestinians in Gaza, and that is just intolerable.
Israel described the foreign minister's statement as disconnected from reality. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization says the Israeli military attacked its staff residence and main warehouse in the Gazan city of Deir al-Balah on Monday. The WHO said Israeli airstrikes caused a fire endangering staff and their families. It said male staff were stripped and interrogated at gunpoint. There's been no word so far from Israel. On Monday, Israeli tanks moved into southern and eastern districts of Deir al-Balah for the first time. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen explained why Israel is targeting the city.
The Israeli army's Arabic spokesman posted on social media, we've heard this many times before, they're operating in great force, destroying enemy capabilities, destroying terrorist infrastructure. So the possibility of a ceasefire may be part of this, pressure on Hamas for more concessions, but also to continue the agenda that they have inside Gaza before the Americans particularly push for that.
A white former policeman in the U.S. who took part in a raid in which a black woman